The U.S. struck a trade deal that opens the states to the lucrative Chinese market. Frankie Barnhill has this report on what the pact means for Idaho's cattle industry, which has struggled in recent years.
Just a few days after his inauguration, President Trump withdrew from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, an agreement between the U.S. and almost a dozen other countries. Trump says instead he favors deals with individual countries.
He did choose to withdraw from TPP, so these bilateral trade agreements are important. You know, the Asian market has a lot of room for growth, not only in China, but also Japan and South Korea.
That's Idaho Cattle Association Executive Vice President Cameron Mulroney. The Chinese market was cut off in 2003 after a mad cow disease scare. The decision to lift the ban has been in the works since the Obama administration. Previous Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack announced the change was coming back in September.
We knew that at some point, you know, after President Trump had been to China, sometime between now and July, we would get that access.
Although Mulroney does not have a prediction about how much money Idaho cattle producers could gain, he says the opportunity is there as more Chinese acquire a taste and income for beef. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.